Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we're talking about the brand new Hawkeye trailer. I am so freaking excited, you guys. I really, really am just pumped to see this Hawkeye trailer. Let's freaking do it. All that right off the bat, we have no control over.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe Podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Ashley Coffin.
Ashley, how you doing, my friend?
Matthew, I am so happy.
I am so very, very happy.
Marvel made us some content.
Daddy made us some content. We'll open wide. Okay. I'm so excited. So let's just not waste any time. Let's cut straight to the chase and do this trailer reaction. Oh my.
Wow.
That trailer looks absolutely amazing. What do you think, Ash?
Very fun. Very
right,
fun.
Right. Festive. Festive and fun. I cannot say a negative thing about it.
How dare they bring Christmas into this and force me to like their show?
if Jeff were here, he'd say, if Marvel hasn't learned their lesson about including Christmas in a Marvel property.
I feel like maybe this is their answer to that. They're right? Like, we're just going to shift attention. This is now.
Well, this isn't just going to make it appear at Christmas. This appears to be like a full-on Christmas thing. Like,
Die Hard. It's Marvel Die Hard.
Ooh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
That's all I got watching this.
That's cool. That's cool. I like that. My biggest takeaway was the plot we're getting, which is someone is running around in his costume, his Ronin costume. Basically, someone is cosplaying as Hawkeye, running around killing people, or at least like following in his footsteps, but not the footsteps of Hawkeye the Avenger, but the footsteps of Ronin,
right.
Which is apparently not public knowledge, so they don't even know whoever this Kate Bishop girl. It sounds like she probably doesn't even know that he was Ronin, because that's still a secret, right?
Yeah, I don't think those are public records.
Right. And I mean, even in the discussions they were having with Nat and Rhodey, they were real coy about it. She was like, mm-hmm. That must be rival gang members. You know, like, we're not going to say it's Clint. And he's like, you know, it's not. Like,
and she's like, you shut your mouth.
But I don't think he was ever publicly, like, brought out to say that was him. So whoever's doing this is not following his Hawkeye persona. They're following his Ronin persona.
The Ronin.
And what does that mean? Like, he's going around killing all these gang members. So what is in Kate Bishop's past? She's almost like sounds like she's following in his like Punisher like footsteps, if that makes sense.
Like a vigilante kind of.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. It's interesting to see where she's going to come in. Like, is she going to be like, oh, I was number one in the Olympics, so I decided to start fighting crime.
I have no idea.
Cause she makes that comment about being the best archer in the world.
Oh, right. I loved it. Are you one of those people? Some people say I'm the best archer in the world. Are you one of those people? Because Hawkeye's like, whatever. You are not. I love the sort of humility and silliness this seems to have. And like, when he falls into that chair and smacks the ice on his face, like, it just seems like it's going to be like classic Christmas movie partner duo crime story. Like, it just seems super
it's reading
fun.
Very Lethal Weapon, very Die Hard. You got the slapstick comedy, mm-hmm. and then it's going to get very serious.
Yes,
I feel like
absolutely.
We're going to go on an emotional roller coaster ride with this, because where's Laura? That was the first thing I noticed. Mom was not at Christmas dinner.
Oh.
Hate to be a downer. Maybe she just had to be with the baby, but she was not at dinner.
Right. I guess I missed that. But he was talking to his daughter at one point. So I guess I missed Christmas dinner altogether. Were his other two children there?
It was the three kids and him at the at a table where, I guess, in New York.
Ooh.
Because they're like, we're going to have Christmas together. And I was like, where's mom?
How dark is that if, like, what if he came back from, you know, or they all came back from the blip and she, like, found out the kind of man he'd become and, like, wouldn't want to be with him. And now he's, like, she's still living on the farm and he's living in a little dinky apartment in New York or whatever.
Or maybe he can't stop. Maybe he has to keep.
Maybe.
Like, he can't revert back to just farm life.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Or yeah. You like you're saying, like, maybe he, like, can't just go back and be a farm man. Maybe he has to, like, he doesn't feel like he's been forgiven for those things he's done.
I feel like Nat's death's going to have taken a huge toll, like taken a big piece.
That's true. But it does seem like him leaving, I guess we need to get to the frame by frame, which we're going to do a frame by frame of this and talk about it. There's lots of little frames. I was watching some and I was like, who was that? What was that? What's going on there? So, let's get into that.
Yeah.
If you guys are listening to this on the audio version of the podcast, know that we did two new things. One brand new thing. We did a live reaction to the trailer, at the beginning, and we're going to do a, frame by frame now. So the best way to get to know what we're actually talking about is to watch that. So go to, youtube.com/strandedpanda and you can find the frame by frame as well as our live filmed reaction of the new trailer. So check that out. Here we go. Let's look at this trailer. We start on what appears to be New York City. It's Christmas time, clearly.
Empire State.
That's right. Empire State, baby. I'm like looking for tiny things like
you know, the Green Goblin?
Yes. He's hidden in all that Halloween. Green. There's probably a Green Goblin. I was thinking like Yelena on a rooftop. Oop. With a...
I have a theory.
Uh-oh.
How all this is going to end, and it is dark. All right. Who's at dinner?
I don't see the mom. Well, there's a lot of space that... Yeah, I don't see the mom. You are correct.
So maybe they're just visiting before he comes home for Christmas?
Maybe. Yeah, this could be a good bit before Christmas, yeah.
I guess he doesn't work for the Avengers anymore.
Yeah, we just don't know what the Avengers even are anymore, because Tony's gone. So, like, Tony's gone and Cap's gone, so who is even running the Avengers? Yeah.
Hmm.
We know that Avengers is a musical, which I can't believe we haven't talked about yet, which we'll get to. But, like, the Steve Rogers musical, I'm so
pumped.
Did
we see that right before this, the Rogers and the billboards?
No, not yet, I don't think. Okay. I think it's coming up. Because straight inside, we see them. And, like, Chinese food is like a classic New York way to eat Christmas dinner, right? Like,
oh, yeah, there it is. Rogers.
That's amazing. Rogers the musical. What does that say? It says, the timeless story of a timeless hero. Captures the heart of a hero.
Oh, no. Hitler, no! Took him down. Like, what's it gonna be?
I don't know, man. Well, like, in a second, we're gonna see.
Did he take his kids to go see it? Like, that's maybe they're visiting to go to a musical?
It looks like it. It looks like it. And yeah, it is just the kids. There's no mom there. Where's the mom, guys? Where's the mom? I don't know what she did. Maybe she has another job. Who knows? Maybe she had to work.
Yeah, Laura.
Definitely seems suspect that she's not there. And then someone in what appears to be Ronan's costume, I guess. Does that look like Ronan's?
Like a female?
Yeah, for sure.
It doesn't. It looks like his mask.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I guess that looks a lot like the outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is killing in the name of his previous character.
Hmm.
If they're killing, we don't really know. Then this shot from Endgame. Badass Ronin shot.
Mm-hmm. Don't give me hope. Do you remember?
Don't give me hope. Your name is Hope.
Mm-hmm.
And then his daughter's concerned that they need to be worried. He's like, no, I'll be home for Christmas. I'll be right.
She's so big. Like, I know kids grow, but it's funny to get to watch kids grow on film.
Yeah, it really is.
And that's the director's daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a Russo.
Oh, I didn't know
that. A Russo spawn. She gets to still be in them.
A Russo spawn. Okay, but then his face turns dark as it pulls away. I'm so excited. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, just like the themes of the fact that he is the one that turned Nat and brought her to the light, and now he's got to go basically do the same for this girl, and also Yelena, who's coming after him. You know what I mean? Like,
if he gets to.
Yeah, if he gets to.
I'm telling you, I think this is going to end super dark.
You very well could be right.
And I don't want it. I really don't.
Yeah. In the past, you haven't been the biggest Hawkeye fan, but you sound like you're really not feeling his death.
I know. He's one of the last. Yeah. What do you got going on here?
We get this scene where it looks like the fake Ronin, who I'm guessing is Kate Bishop, it seems, mm-hmm. based on the trailer, is cornered in an alley and fighting somebody. And she's
can always get behind a vigilante killer.
I know you can.
I'm totally fine with it.
I think it raises a lot of interesting questions, and like I love it in media, you know, obviously.
Mm-hmm. We all love the Boondock Saints. Everyone was on their sides.
Boondock Saints are one of my favorite movies. It's absolutely love it. Okay, he rips off the mask of the fake Ronin, and he sees that it's this young girl, and she says, "You're Hawkeye."
Fangirl.
This is interesting because from comics, we know Miss Marvel is a fangirl of Captain Marvel, which is why she goes by Miss Marvel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like in this, she is a sort of a fangirl of Ronin and sort of at least knows of Hawkeye. You know what I mean?
It's surprising that she didn't say, "You're Ronin."
Well, she may not know, is my point from earlier, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like, she probably doesn't know that. And that might be one of the reveals, one of the things. He's going to have to teach her not to be this killer, and then he's going to have to reveal, by the way, do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
That was me.
I'm older.
Yeah.
Don't question me.
Oh, man. Like, don't follow this asshole. And then he's like, by the way, I'm that asshole.
But I killed really bad guys.
Yeah. But that's the thing, who is she trying to attack or kill? Are they people that are, you know, worthy of the Punisher's blade?
And were those tennis balls at the end of her arrows?
Yeah, this is, it looks like some sort of tennis ball wrapped around with like a grappling hook. And it looks for like it's for weight. She gets it to wrap around this bell toll thing so that it will cause this crash.
Yeah, I don't know how she...
Or maybe, I wonder if she meant to do that. It looks... Looks like she's surprised.
Looked a little shocked. Yeah. You messed up, honey.
Yeah. Like, maybe she was just trying to ring the bell, and then she...
Destroyed it.
Destroyed the bell. Pretty funny.
Comedy, man. comedy.
We've been talking a lot about, you know, Daredevil showing up in, Spider-Man or something. But this could... I mean, this is a New York story, it looks like.
Charlie Cox keeps doubling down that he's absolutely not involved with any Marvel stuff. And I'm like, I don't believe you.
Has he said no Marvel stuff? Or has he just said...
He's like, not Spider-Man. I haven't been asked. So I'm like, okay. I don't believe you.
I don't not believe him, but I also like would not be surprised if he's lying at all. Like, so I guess I'm with you. I don't believe him.
So this is my favorite scene of the whole trailer.
When he
catches the Mazel Tov and then throws it back in their face.
Yeah, yeah. Mazel Tov cocktails.
Oh, like, sick. That's hot.
That's a
hot.
Very, very Hawkeye moment.
Zoink. Yeah, right back at you.
His fighting style is very established from the movies, you know? And he's, mm-hmm. like, kind of plucky and fun, but he's a badass. And he can do cool things, but he's also, he always seems sort of surprised when he does cool things, which gives him a lot of... I don't know. He's the guy you want to follow. You know what I mean?
It's going to be interesting to get to see him shine without like everybody else around, because it doesn't like, even if he was the best, like, I don't know how to say this without me, like, I'm not talking bad about him, but even if he was the best on camera around Nat, Steve, Tony, he's still the Hulk, mm-hmm. will always kind of be in the background. Like, we finally get to see him shine, and I just want to see him do his best. I have been harsh on him, so I want to see him do it.
Yeah, totally. Me too. I have not been as harsh with him, but like, I see what you mean. Like, he's not the standout. He's the plucky sidekick sort of through most of the movies. This reminds me a little bit of his role in Tag. Do you remember, have you ever seen Tag?
Yes, I love that movie.
Me too. And this kind of reminds me of the level of badass that guy was, which I know Hawkeye should be better than that. But
I just assumed that movie was like Hawkeye hanging out with his buds from college.
Oh, yeah. That's a good call.
Watch it that way.
That's a way better way to watch it.
When he does on his downtime.
Yes. Yes.
They know him as Joe or whatever
Tag,
his
yeah,
name
exactly.
was.
Yeah, exactly. Tag is in the MCU. I like that. I like this.
Canon.
We've just canonized Tag, everyone.
This scene's badass. Yeah, good luck dropping on the Rockefeller tree. Oh,
yeah.
And watch out for that star.
Look how many ice packs he has on him.
No, those are not ice packs. I drink those. I drink those all the time. They are like Malibu Rum Runners and stuff. They're frozen cocktails.
I recognize those from the like gas station or whatever. Those are definitely what Ashley Coffin drinks. I get it.
Mine at a gas station, but I can see them being there totally. We love them. They're high alcohol.
Right. I think they're more like grocery stores. I'm just teasing.
Yeah.
They're at grocery stores that don't sell liquor.
A grocery store. It is funny though. Yeah. I saw that in my instant reaction. I was like, I drink those.
Yeah. I love seeing him in the suit here. It's very James Bond.
Yeah. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, Jeremy Renner.
He was in the Mission Impossible movies and the Bourne movies.
No, he was the Bourne left of E, or whatever they called that one.
Yeah, he was in both.
Was he in Mission Impossible?
Yeah. He's still in Mission Impossible, actually. I think he was in the last one. But he showed up in Mission Impossible, there was definitely like a vibe like, this might be the guy they're passing the torch off to. And then Tom Cruise stayed for like four more movies.
He was like, I'm never going to quit.
Like, I'm never dying.
Never. Watch me hang off this wing.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's
like the next
Tom Cruise is still crushing it.
Yeah, he is. Can't. Who are these people? Looks like some sort of mobsters. They're wearing tracksuits.
Gangsters? Yeah. They're in the same tracksuit gang. That just looks fun.
Yeah,
zip lines. I've never ziplined. I'd like to.
Ooh, I've never really ziplined. I've ziplined in some small ways, but never in the real big ones where they go through like lots of trees and stuff.
Be a lot of fun. Yeah. I wonder if she made her own purple outfit at this point, or if he helped supply her with that.
I would think, because it looks very much just like a sportsman's, like, it doesn't look like a... It doesn't look like an Avengers outfit. It looks like a...
It's super comic accurate, though, which I love.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like you could have bought it off the rack at a sporting goods store, though, so far. At least as far as I can tell. I mean, not the arrows.
I'm pretty sure that's her, like, comic outfit.
That's cool.
She's got the purple.
I love that she falls through that. It's just good comedy. Silly holiday season. This holiday season. Oh, man. Wait, who's that?
That's the tracksuit people. So Vera, like, I love her. Is she the bad guy?
It looks like she's one of the bad guys. Okay, now this is
Vera
a shot.
Vera Famiglia?
I've been waiting on.
What's her name? From The Conjurings.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
It's Lorraine.
Okay. So she is some sort of
I think she's the
gangster.
Bad guy. Because look, she's wearing maroon. And everybody who's bad looks like they've been wearing like a maroon color
you're right and if you look at the shot that's her in the background I think she's in the shot right before she falls to the skylight. They're scrolling back a little bit here. I believe she's in this shot. Yeah, so you're in the back on the left.
Yes,
she's in between two of the gangsters with their tracksuits.
They're maroon. All the bad people are wearing Christmas red.
Oh man.
And they got the dog.
This is the shot that I've been waiting on. Breaking down.
Oh, no.
I'm so excited.
It's beautiful. I would go see this tomorrow.
Somebody
please
put
Avengers on Broadway?
Now, who do we have here? We have
Loki. Do you remember when Spider-Man was on Broadway and
Spider-Man.
YouTube did the music and everybody got hurt, so they had to close it down?
I definitely do.
It's do better, Broadway.
It's so crazy. Okay, so we got, who are the people, who are all these people? I see
Hulk. It's Thor, Loki, Hulk, Cap,
who's
Tony.
Who's on the far left, right there? Like, who's that person up there? Right on the stairs.
Maybe is it supposed to be, like, Quicksilver?
I was thinking that, but it doesn't really.
Maybe it's just an extra dancer.
It could be, but even the people upstairs look like they're actual. Like there's some Chitauri, and it's got Hawkeye.
Is he doing Spider-Man
Black
stuff?
Widow. Yeah, he might be doing Spider-Man stuff. That's what I was wondering. He kind of looks like Spider-Man a little bit.
I don't see a Black Widow.
Up in the top next to Hawkeye, there's a Black Widow.
Oh, I see.
And there's Chitauri to the right and left of them. But there's someone else up there with them, too. Oh, that's Iron Man, I think.
Oh, okay, I see it. I had my camera over the top.
Oh, gosh. There's so much in this. I don't even know.
It's so funny.
Like, who's in the, who's the doctor in the, like, coat? And who is the guy with the I Love New York t-shirt? Who am I thinking of?
Maybe the guy in the coat's supposed to be,
Selvig, maybe?
Yeah. I couldn't remember his name.
But then who's the I Love New York shirt? I don't know. I thought that was Banner for a second, but there's already Hulk is in there.
But Banner, yeah, Hulk's on the ground. Looking fierce.
And I wonder if it's true. Does the world know that Banner is Hulk and Hulk is Banner?
Yes, because I feel like when the Hulk did stuff, they were calling for Bruce Banner's arrest.
I don't remember that. I know that, like, S.H.I.E.L.D. was. Like, S.H.I.E.L.D. went after him. And, like, the military was. But I don't know if the world... I think it's interesting, because we might find out through that play, like, what the world actually knows, you know?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Now, this is interesting.
That looks very old. Maybe it's like the origins of the Ronin.
Yeah, or it looks like a Renaissance fair, right?
Which is even funnier. Do you see anything modern?
I mean, that looks... That
the
just
flags look a little good. Modern.
Yeah, the flags look modern. Doesn't look very well done. So, is he taking his kids to a Renaissance fair? Is that what's going on here? This is really weird. I don't
That's
know.
That's a quest.
No clue how this fits in. There's a dog. Yeah. I like the dog.
The dog's comic canon, and I can't remember what his name is. I'm so sorry, everybody who's freaking out right now because I can't. Like, it's like right on the tip of my tongue. But the dog is like it's either his friend or her friends in the comics. I didn't read Kate Bishop. I'm sorry.
So in the shot where he's thrusting his sword out. Knocking everyone down. There's a girl in purple behind him fighting someone, too. I wonder if that's Kate.
It looks like her.
It could be.
That would make sense color-wise. Brown hair. Why are they at a Renaissance fair?
I don't know. And it looks like...
Maybe it's good training?
Maybe? No, it can't be. LARPing cannot be how Hawkeye trains Kate Bishop. I'm sorry. That is
maybe
not going to work.
Maybe that's like a professional's class. You know, competition.
No, it looks, this is worse than like freaking Christopher Nolan choreography, though. I mean, look at that. He doesn't go anywhere near touching them.
You leave Batman alone.
Have you seen those, like, you can find YouTube videos of all the really bad choreography in the Nolan movies where, like, Batman punches a guy over here and three guys fall down over there. Like, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Batman brings the thunder.
Yeah, exactly. Thunderclap, bat clap.
Oh, they look fancy.
They do.
Okay, so they must have been going to that party together,
mm-hmm.
which I'm sure is going to end up in him having to jump out the windows because that's Rockefeller Center.
Yep. Yeah, I think you're totally right. So I love watching these trailers and like piecing it all together.
I used to go up to New York for Christmas all the time, and we would hang out there for like an hour or two, maybe three, just watching people fall. Because it's such a compact amount of people on such a small ice skating rink. And it's the most popular ice skating rink in the world. And if you just perch up, man, it's like YouTube videos, but live all day. It is so funny. I highly recommend it. If you're in New York around Christmas, just go take 20 and watch the people fall at the ice skate rink in Rockefeller Center.
If you're in New York around Christmas and you have the same Ashley Coffin desire to see people fall. okay, so this is interesting. So we know he came out of that window. They went to the party. They infiltrated something. You see all these people in red running down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like a bunch of these, whoever these red guys in red are, and it looks like Kate Bishop and Hawkeye are out on the rink. It seems like a quick transition, but I don't know. I guess we'll see how that flows. Is that Kate Bishop? I'm so bad at faces.
Just go for the purple then.
Right.
If you see purple, it's
I mean this red face.
I'm sorry, I was behind. No, that's not Kate Bishop.
Okay. Cool.
Maybe that's going to be our villain.
We don't know who this is. She's in red, so she's probably part of that.
She's going to be like the black sky to Vera Farmiga's Sigourney Weaver.
Okay, well, here we go. It's an auction. It looks like the thing they infiltrate is an auction. You see someone's got one of those paddles?
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's a sexy car.
Ooh, yeah. Oof. Ooh, that's some Fast and the Furious style action right there. I love the discussion here about the arrow. It's like, no, you can't. Not anything but that arrow. Don't use that arrow.
They're too dangerous.
I wonder what that will end up being.
She's like, I'm highly offended by you saying that it's too dangerous.
And then she blows someone up and says,
she's like, that's not the most dangerous one.
Really good. Trust a bro. The van that he blows up is called Trust a Bro. Good paint job.
That's hilarious.
That's really good. Really good. All right. Let's see here. I think we're getting nearing the end here. I love it.
I'm
Yeah, that does look... I still feel like, even though it's the comics accurate costume... That face. Jeremy Renner, I'm glad they're letting him like play some comedy in this.
They look so close to the water to be able to stop themselves from falling in.
Yeah, if they will. I don't know if they're like, yeah, for a second I thought they were shooting grappling hooks or something. That's what it kind of looks
November 24th. Well, I wonder what day Thanksgiving is this year.
Ooh, that, yeah, you're right. That's probably the day before Thanksgiving. Because, yeah, he's just looking like he's going to fire an arrow. I don't think he's trying to use a grappling hook or anything.
She's grabbing onto it.
Yeah, you're right. But I don't see the arrow he's about to load up.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't know either. It looks cool, though.
Yeah, enjoy that bath in December.
I love that they really just focus on the comedy in this trailer. It's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Because I feel like there's going to be some drama.
Yeah. And I think Jeremy Renner is particularly good with the comedy. As he is in many other movies and stuff, so I'm pumped. What are your takeaways after this freeze frame? What do you think?
I think I'm excited. I'm a lot more excited finally seeing a trailer than I was just hearing any kind of concept on it. I'm very excited that is it Vera Farmiga?
I don't know her name.
I feel, yeah, I love her. Lorraine Warren.
Yeah. I know you love her in the Conjuring movies.
She's good in The Departed. Like, she's really good in a ton of movies. So to have her popping up as possibly a villain is very exciting. And then to see her maybe having like a protege female villain to go against Kate Bishop, like the girl in red that we saw with the red light, like, that's exciting. Everyone knows I love a musical, so I can't wait to see what that is.
I don't think I knew that you loved a musical.
Oh, I love all musicals. Yeah, I'm theater born.
Yeah, I like some musicals. I like some musicals a lot, and some I just don't care about or can't stand.
Yes, I'm very critical about musicals, but I've learned that people get very defensive about that, so we'll talk about that later.
Oh, man. Well, I am super excited.
Me too. Jess says, is it common that there's more than one Hawkeye? Why does she say you're Hawkeye instead of, or you're a Hawkeye instead of you're just Hawkeye?
Ooh, I didn't hear that.
I didn't catch that.
I thought she just said you're Hawkeye.
Well, he passes the mantle on to her in the comics.
Right. Right.
So maybe.
I think he's going to be like training her up as the new Hawkeye for sure. But I don't think when they meet, there's never been two Hawkeyes, I don't think.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think she says, you're Hawkeye. I didn't hear you're a Hawkeye, but maybe I'm wrong. Okay. Well, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We're going to let you guys go, and we'll be back this week with lots more cool content. And if you're a patron, I'm going to try to get them in your feeds quick, so you should be getting a lot of content all over the next day or two. So keep an eye on your Patreon feeds for that. That's patreon.com/mcucast if you want to get the early access and ad-free access to all of our episodes. That would be hugely helpful. A lot of you guys have lately, and we appreciate you so much. So yeah, sweet. Oh, in the contest, I should mention.
I was about to.
Yeah, thank you. We're doing a review drive right now, where if you go and review any of the Stranded Panda podcasts, the eligible Stranded Panda podcasts, then we will give, we're going to give someone who it reviews the, it gives a 5-star review, a, either an Oculus Quest 2 or a, whatever the other thing is called, a Nintendo Switch. So we're giving, it's a big prize. And like right now I looked at it and I think there's about 100 people so far who have reviewed us in September, and we're halfway there. So like, the odds, if you enter, the odds are good. So, and if you go to strandedpanda.com/contest, all the rules are there and links to every one of the shows that's eligible is right there on the page. So you can just click on it and you're right there in the page to review. If you're on your phone, it should go straight to your Apple Podcast app where you can review us. And if you don't have an Apple phone or an iPhone, then you can do it on a computer through iTunes or...
Yeah, or if you know anybody who has an Apple account, you could just use theirs.
Absolutely. You just have to have access to the Apple account to verify it later.
Just steal your friend's phone, jump on their iTunes, and give all of the shows 5 stars.
Yeah.
Every show that you give the 5-star review gives you another entry, so just go crazy.
That's it. She said it better than I did. All right, guys. Well, that's it for today. We'll be back with the next episode soon. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.
Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv and available at youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit strandedpanda.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Come.